welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by Diane Schaefer. She operates the Operation Christmas Child Project in Stewart out of First Congregational Church, and she's joining us remotely. But we'll talk about the project and how it's going this year, and you can actually still donate. There's a couple more days left to drop off those boxes. So, Diane, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, not a problem. So let's just get kind of started with how long has this been a project, and do you know how long First Congregational Church has been associated with running this project?
Well, Franklin Graham and Billy Graham started this back in 1993, but we at First Congregational Church have been doing it since about 1995, and so that would be one reason why we are a relay center, because we help some other people, other churches and organizations in the area, bring their items to our church, and then they're distributed further later on. Last year, we collected 1,250 shoeboxes in the Stewart Church, and with the help of about 40 other churches. And then they went on to Southwest Iowa, where we collected over 7,100 boxes. And so it's been growing every year about 10%, and we're really excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really fantastic. And I know you're not quite around this week for the drop-off time, but do you have any numbers? Have those back here in Stewart been giving you kind of an estimate as to how many they've received thus far?
Oh, I think we're about at the 500 mark, but we're going to be getting more Thursday night and Friday night and Saturday morning and Sunday morning. So we'll probably hit that 1,250 mark yet. So we're, and hopefully we'll go over that. So we'll just see. We've been working hard.
Yeah, I've seen the progress. I was over there for an event Wednesday night, and the walls were just lined with green shoeboxes,
yeah.
And it's pretty
yeah,
cool to see that.
It's fun to take pictures of it at the very end, you know, right before we load them up and move them on down the line. But it is amazing. I mean, you know, like 1,000 shoeboxes is a lot of shoeboxes, you know. And so yeah, it's a good project, and we feel every box touches possibly 7 people as it goes through the system and all, and then that would be at the end too. I mean, maybe it's a family of 5 or 6 or something like that, and so we're trying to touch as many hearts as we can, and that's probably why the program keeps growing every year too. I mean, it's just been a real good project, and it's a fairly simple project, and a lot of churches have done this for years in our area, and so It's a good mission.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned getting down the line, getting down the process. For those that aren't really aware as to maybe what goes into the shoeboxes and who exactly benefits from them, you kind of want to just talk about the program a little bit, and especially if someone is considered maybe making a last-ditch donation for you
right.
guys.
We like to put you can either get a shoebox, or you can buy one of the local stores a plastic box the size of a shoebox and all, but we like to put some essential kind of items in, like maybe socks and underwear, toothbrush, toothpaste kind of thing, and then we also like to put like toys in there, you know, maybe a Slinky, Etch-a-Sketch, flashlights, just and a ball, you know, things like that that the kids can play with and you know, have some kind of fun, you know, and so that's we ask not that people do not put guns in there, and we ask that they, actually this year they decided that we shouldn't put toothpaste in there either, I guess. And so, lots of times also someone will put a picture of their family, and they'll describe, that I live on a farm, and I have 2 brothers and 1 sister. They can just write a little paragraph and maybe insert their school picture or something like that. And the kids on the other end really enjoy seeing where these boxes come from.
Wow. So. Yeah, a lot of great stories and a lot of great things that you can put into these boxes. And a couple of days left to get those boxes in. You just want to kind of remind us of those drop-off times. And, of course, it's going to drop us at First Congregational Church.
Yeah, First Congregational Church is at 224 North Division Street in Stewart. And drop-off times are until Friday, 4 to 6 in the evening, and then Saturday morning, 9 to 11, and Sunday morning, 9 till noon. And so anyone can drop stuff off, and we'll be packing boxes up then in the Sunday afternoon.
It's a great way to get involved in the Stewart community and see something be impacted further on down the road, as we've talked about, even across the world. Do you know exactly how many countries or how many individuals really benefit from this per year when it's all said and done?
They will go to like over 100 countries, and it depending on the political climate each year, but a little taste of them is like Bosnia, Kenya, Liberia, Serbia, Ukraine, over 100 countries. And so, and then there'll be more countries each year. Worldwide, we'll probably hit 12 million this year. So, but of course, it makes a difference how many countries we can get to, depending how many boxes we collect. And so, each year it's grown. And so, we're looking forward to serving as many little boys and girls that we can.
Absolutely. Quite an excellent project out there. Make sure to put one together if you haven't already. Once again, that's Diane Schaefer with Operation Christmas Child here in Stewart. Diane, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this is James Martins.